Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Libertor. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that I think a lot of people are curious about: luxury amenities and how they actually impact property values here in Southwest Florida. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to talk about this because it's something I see every single day in the market. Luxury amenities have become such a huge driver of value, especially down here in Southwest Florida. It's not just about having a nice place to live anymore. It's about the lifestyle and the experience.
Right. And that's what I want to dig into. Like, when you say luxury amenities, what are we actually talking about here? Because I think people might have different ideas of what that means.
Great question. So we're looking at things like resort-style pools, high-end fitness centers, spas, concierge services, private beach access, golf courses, smart home technology, wine cellars, theater rooms, really the full spectrum. But here's the thing that's interesting. It's not just about having these amenities. It's about how they're designed and how they integrate into the community. In Southwest Florida specifically, we see a lot of waterfront properties with private docks, boat lifts, those kinds of things that appeal to people who want that lifestyle.
Oh, wow. So it's not one size fits all. You're saying the amenities that drive value really depend on what your target buyer is looking for?
Exactly. That's the key insight. A luxury condo in Naples is going to have different amenities than a waterfront estate in Sanibel. You've got to think about who's buying in that market. Are they retirees? Are they young professionals? Are they families? That shapes everything. What we've found is that buyers in Southwest Florida are increasingly willing to pay premium prices for properties that offer unique, high-quality amenities that enhance their lifestyle. And the data backs this up. Properties with top-tier amenities consistently outperform the market.
That's really interesting. So if I'm a seller and I'm thinking about upgrading or adding amenities to my property, how do I know which ones are actually going to give me a return on investment? Like, what's the smart move?
That's the million-dollar question, right? Here's what I tell my clients. Focus on amenities that appeal to the broadest segment of your target market and that are relevant to the Southwest Florida lifestyle. Outdoor living spaces are huge. Think high-end landscaping, resort-style pools, outdoor kitchens. People down here want to entertain and enjoy the weather. Then you've got your smart home technology, which appeals to younger buyers and tech-savvy buyers. Security systems, automated lighting, climate control, these things add real value. And then there are those signature amenities that can really set a property apart. Private spas, wine rooms, home theaters. But you want to make sure they're done at a high level. A mediocre upgrade can actually hurt you.
No kidding. So quality over quantity. I like that. And I'm curious, when you're looking at a luxury property, how much of the price tag do you think is actually driven by these amenities versus location or the actual structure of the home?
That's a great breakdown question. Location is always going to be number one, right? That's the foundation. But once you're in a desirable location, amenities can easily account for 20 to 40% of the property's value, depending on what we're talking about. A waterfront property with private beach access and a resort-style pool, that's going to command a significant premium. And here's something people don't always think about. Amenities can actually help properties sell faster. In a competitive market, the right amenities can be the difference between a property sitting on the market and getting multiple offers.
That's such a smart point. Faster sales, higher prices. You know what I think is so cool about Southwest Florida specifically? You've got this perfect storm of retirees, people looking for second homes, and younger buyers all converging. How does that shape what amenities are hot right now?
You nailed it. It's creating this really interesting dynamic. Retirees and empty nesters want wellness amenities, spas, fitness centers, golf courses. They want community. Younger buyers and families want tech, outdoor living, and flexibility. So what we're seeing is developers and high-end builders creating mixed-use communities with amenities that appeal to multiple demographics. Private clubs with golf and dining, but also co-working spaces. Pools and fitness centers, but also smart home integration. The winners in this market are the properties that can appeal to multiple buyer profiles.
I love that. So it's really about understanding your market and being strategic about what you're offering. David, this has been super helpful. Any final thoughts for someone who's either buying or selling a luxury property in Southwest Florida right now?
Yeah. One thing I'd say is don't underestimate the power of amenities. Whether you're buying or selling, take time to really understand what's driving value in your specific market segment. And if you're selling, invest in the amenities that matter most to your target buyer. It's going to pay off. And if you're buying, make sure you're not just paying for amenities you won't use. Think about your lifestyle and what actually matters to you. That's where you'll find real value.
That's great advice. David Libertor, thanks so much for being here and breaking all this down. Really appreciate your insight on luxury amenities and Southwest Florida real estate.
Thanks for having me. Always fun to talk about this stuff.